Chapter 28, Interlude, How to Conduct Yourself. Conductors must give unmistakable and suggestive signals to the orchestra, not choreography to the audience. George Sell. General Conducting Info. A conductor is a musician whose instrument is a large group of singers or instrumentalists. The conductor guides these musicians with a baton, also called a stick, or with the hands alone, as in many choir directors. An audience only sees a very small part of what a conductor does because all they see is the conductor's back. The audience doesn't get to see the frowns and grimaces, the stern or kind looks, the oh-so-rare smiles, and all the subtle nuances of body language and facial expression given by a good conductor. The audience sees only the wilder gesticulations of the arms and some of the body language. Most of a conductor's work in shaping a piece of music comes during rehearsals, though a really good conductor with a good group of musicians can shape a piece of music spontaneously during a performance. A conductor's arm moves in a specific pattern that depends upon the time signature of the piece being played. It's usually the right hand and arm that beat out this pattern, while the left hand controls dynamics and phrases and expressiveness. This is only a general rule. The roles of a conductor change depending upon the level of musician in the group. For example, let's compare conductors at the two ends of the spectrum, the professional symphony conductor and the elementary school music teacher. A beginning musician usually needs a very clear pattern that shows explicitly where all the beats are. The job of an elementary director is primarily to help the students get through the piece, and so the elementary conductor's gestures will be very clear and concise to help the student. Expressiveness is certainly important too, but a clear beat is crucial for younger players. A professional orchestra conductor's focus is more on his or her aural vision of the piece. Their focus is on the subtle nuances of the music. He or she is not concerned with teaching the clarinets an alternate fingering for low F. A professional conductor's gestures will be more expressive, sometimes to the point of being unclear rhythmically. A professional conductor might be interested with a certain passage being more marcato, a little quieter, and with less trombone. A professional conductor may, however, fire the clarinetist who doesn't know the alternate fingerings for low F. Whatever the level, a conductor is responsible for many more things than the individual musician. First of all, the music a conductor reads is much more complex than the music of any one player in the group. This is because the conductor reads from a score, which is a large multi-paged piece of music with all the parts in it, from the piccolo to the percussion, from the violin to the bass voice parts. Conductors are also musical scholars and should know about performance practices, how a certain piece should be performed. They should know about chord structure and chord progressions, about the intonation tendencies of every instrument, about movement and how musicians react to it, about rehearsal technique, and how to get what is needed from musicians. They also have to know about music history, music theory, and on and on. A good conductor is always learning. Stance. How a conductor stands will change based upon the music, and we'll get to some specifics later in the chapter, but generally, a conductor should have good posture, feet about shoulder-width apart, and a relaxed stance. At first, the left arm will simply hang relaxed at your side. You'll use it later, but for now, you won't need it. The right arm will be extended, slightly bent, and will move around in an area a foot or two in front of you, from the top of your head to the middle of your chest, and from shoulder to shoulder. If you're using a baton, and a pencil will work for a baton, grip it lightly but firmly with the thumb and index finger and wrap the other fingers lightly around it without grasping it. Eye contact. Probably one of the most important aspects of conducting is eye contact. If a conductor's face is buried in the score, he or she won't be able to look a section of altos or a section of trumpets right in the face to be sure they understand what is being asked for. Eye contact is a double-edged sword. It won't matter how fiercely the conductor looks at the musicians or how flamboyantly his or her arms wave if the musicians don't look up from their music. Ever wonder why choirs memorize their music? Conducting patterns. The right arm gives each beat in each measure. Each meter has a different pattern for the right arm. The first one you'll learn is the most common pattern, the one for 4/4 or common time. Each diagram that you see on this book's website is given from the conductor's point of view, so from your point of view. You'll get the right movement if you simply trace the pattern in the air. What you see while sitting in a group with a conductor will be the mirror image of the following diagrams. With all patterns, beat 1 is always given straight down. Your arm is out in front of you and travels about from the level of your head down to the level of your chest. Now this can change if you're playing either quieter or louder. Be sure to make each beat obvious at first. Do this by giving a tiny flick of the wrist on each beat. It takes a little practice to make each pattern look natural, so keep at it until you can. You can learn a lot by watching other conductors. You'll notice that the more accomplished the conductor, the more challenging it might be to determine exactly what pattern he or she is using. Call it creative license. On this book's website at basicmusictheory.audio, you can see the 4 conducting patterns, 1 for 4-4 time, 1 for 3-4 time, and 2 for 2-4 time. And remember, these patterns are from the conductor's point of view. Make your hand or baton move in these patterns in the air in front of you. Notice how close the first and last beats of the measure come in these diagrams. And these are examples 1, 2, 3, and 4 on the website. Showing style with the right hand. Much of the style of a piece of music can be shown with the right hand alone. Short, choppy strokes for a piece like a march. Long, flowing strokes for a more lyric song. A small pattern for quiet sections, a larger pattern for loud sections. Using a conducting pattern to help transcribe music. Even if you'll never conduct a large group, conducting is a useful tool when you're trying to write down music you hear. Because it's a physical manifestation of the music's beat and its meter, conducting patterns make it easier to discover where in the measure the notes fall and how long they are. This takes some practice, as you probably guessed. Transcribing what you hear is a challenging process for most of us, and any tool helps. Transcribing music is also one of the very best things that you can do for your own musical skills. The conducting patterns break up the measure into beat-sized chunks, which is a great help in the first step towards writing down what you hear, that is, getting the rhythm right. The left hand. Although the left hand can also beat out the patterns you just learned, the left hand normally shows dynamics, articulations, cues, which are telling instruments or soloists when to come in, and cutoffs. The independence of each hand takes some effort to master. It's a lot like rubbing your head and patting your stomach at the same time. Try not to beat out the pattern simultaneously with both hands, called mirroring. It's generally considered bad conducting form. While you're conducting, if you're having trouble getting your left hand to act independently, just let it hang at your side. You don't always need to use it. Dynamics. There are many ways to show dynamics while conducting: body position, facial expression, and hand position. Let's start with hand position. If you conduct with a very small pattern, say 2 square inches in front of you, players, if they're watching you, will play more quietly. In contrast, very large motions will cause a group to play or sing more loudly. To show crescendos, getting gradually louder, start with the left hand down near your gut with the palm up and gradually raise it where the crescendo in the music should happen. By the time your hand reaches a position above the height of your shoulder, the crescendo should be at its peak. At the same time, the pattern in the right hand should start small and grow larger. It's much easier to say this than it is to do it. Try it. And better yet, try it with a piece that you know well. A decrescendo, or decrescendo, or diminuendo, which is gradually getting softer, is shown in the opposite way. The left hand begins above the shoulder, palm down this time, and gradually lowers down to the middle of your torso. While doing this, make the right hand pattern become gradually smaller. If the saxes or the sopranos are too loud, you can give them the hand, which means holding your left hand out with the palm facing the loud group. This works well accompanied by a stern look. Body position. If you step forward on the podium and lean towards the group or even crouch down, this will cause them to become quieter, especially if you combine these movements with the above-mentioned techniques of making the conducting pattern smaller and using your left hand. Also effective is to show the group a quiet face, whatever you think that is for you. Pursing your lips in a shush works pretty well too. Practice in a mirror. In contrast, to get a group to play louder, stand tall as you step back on the podium and lean away from the group. Combine this with making all your gestures bigger, and a group should get louder if they're watching you. For this technique, use a loud face, usually something that looks stern or maybe even angry. An upraised fist shaken in the air is also quite effective. Practicing conducting. Probably the best way to get started is to use music you like and, in the privacy of your own home, give it a try. The next step, once you've got the patterns down, is to get the score or the written music for that piece and try to follow along while you conduct. The best advice I can give you for practicing anything is to be persistent. Persistence is way more important than talent. Keep at it. If you're serious about becoming better, videotaping yourself is a necessity, as is closely watching other conductors and taking lessons. Yes, conductors take lessons too. This is only the briefest introduction to the art of conducting. If you'd like to learn more, take a look at the following books, which you can find on this book's website. There's The Modern Conductor by Elizabeth H. Green and Mark Gibson. There's Conducting Technique for Beginners and Professionals by Brock McElleran and Lucas Foss. And there's The Grammar of Conducting, a comprehensive guide to baton technique and interpretation by Max Rudolph and Michael Stern. This one's spendy, but you can rent it. Conductors to check out. This is a huge list that I've pared down to only a few on the next page, and in the printable, hyperlinked table that you can find on this book's website. Most conductors are associated with several orchestras, but I've included usually only one. In no particular order, these are some of my favorites, mostly because of the music they evoke from the orchestra. And in example 5 on the book's website, you can see the table that shows you a conductor, the symphony that they are usually associated with, and a link to a video of that conductor. And of course, there are both men and women in the list. I'm aware this list is pretty U.S. and Eurocentric in scope, but what can I say? That's what I know. You can find hundreds of other great conductors online. If you want to learn more, there's a link on this book's website to a long documentary film with lots of great footage of conductors conducting. And the documentary is called The Art of Conducting, Legendary Conductors of a Golden Era. When you watch video footage of a good conductor, it might be very difficult to see the patterns I've mentioned in this chapter. It's a bit like the difference between learning about shapes, such as squares, triangles, and circles, then watching Picasso paint using these shapes. In the hands of a master, the simple becomes ineffable. Moving on. Conducting is a discipline much like playing an instrument, and the more you know about it, the better able you'll be to play in a group and follow a conductor, if one is even necessary. I hope you like this little break from learning to read music, but let's jump back into it. Up next is part 6, called Strike a Chord, in which you learn a whole lot about chords.